Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey everybody.
Howdy.
Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. This is, today reminds me here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, why the thing I love most about winter sports, going in where it's warm.
Oh yeah.
It is pretty chilly out there today.
And snowing.
And snowing. We're coming up with, last week we talked about, we're getting off to a slow start, so forgive us. Last week we talked about maybe today talking about keto, the ketogenic diet, some of the things about and around ketogenic diet. There's a lot of misunderstandings, I think, that surround the quality of that particular approach to diet for men and women, its ability to address allergies and type 2 diabetes and cancers, things like that in the body, very, very successfully. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I was watching, as many of you know, one of my little sideline hobbies is I love to play cards. And I was watching some professionals play cards, and it was interesting the conversation they were having about the ketogenic diet. And one of the guys was like, oh, that's the worst thing you can do, and it's stupid, and you burn body mass, and you burn muscle, and all this other stuff. And I couldn't help but be reminded of when people talk about certain subjects. Mm-hmm. Like, here's a table of professional poker players. That's what they do. That's their forte. That's what their, you know, that's where their experience lies and their skill set. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going to go with this. I can tell by the look on your face. And you can always hear somebody who really feels strongly about what they think they know because they read a headline.
Yeah.
So I heard a couple of headlines about this topic go around. And
but not much, but it wasn't real information.
I mean, it wasn't real based in truth. So we've changed today's format. We're going to actually do a talk on gum health. Teeth and gum is really going to be the focus of our conversation today, and talk about, you know, some different resources and things to be aware of, what to watch for. So we're going to really focus the majority of our talk on gum health. But I couldn't help but remember that we did mention that today we're going to talk about keto, and then that little conversation that I eavesdrop in on with these poker players. But the reality of it is, if you really want to know what I believe to be like the leading, cutting edge, top of the line, science driven information about observing and watching people's health improve. Mm-hmm. By applying some of the keto philosophy in their food consumption, a guy by the name of Dominic DiAgostino. If you look him up on YouTube, he did a YouTube a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Several years ago, it's about 10 and a half minutes long, I think, something like that, where he comes right out. Now, here's a PhD in pharmacology, immunology, toxicology. The United States Navy hired him, mm-hmm, as an independent consultant to come in to the naval base in Florida. Mm-hmm. They built him his very own hyperbaric chamber, mm-hmm, to observe, which is good science. He observed the Navy SEALs while they were using the rebreathers.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched them with this metabolic dysfunction that developed because of the rebreathers and the seizures and different things that were happening to them. And he pinpointed that, well, if you up their nutritional intake but really reduce processed carbohydrates, mm-hmm, grains and things of that nature, and really watch the carbohydrate load or offset the carbohydrates with fiber, which then you get down to a net carb or a macro, they call it,
mm-hmm,
then you watch the macros, then you can really adjust their health. And it, mm-hmm, absolutely blew their... hey, Janet. Hey, Glenda. Thanks for joining us. It absolutely blew away the findings of the quality of these Navy SEALs and their health improved in many ways.
Yes.
Not just the side effect that he was hired for to figure out, which was the seizure responses to the rebreathers on diving equipment. And so he's been doing that for probably 15 to 18 years, I want to say. Again, his name is Dominic D'Agostino. You need to look him up, go to his website, and become well-informed.
Yes.
There's a difference between being informed and being well-informed. And so, and stop reading headlines. Oh, ketoacidosis is caused by going on the ketogenic diet and all this other stuff. And there's a big difference between burning ketones in the liver as fuel, going into ketosis, and then experiencing ketoacidosis. There's a big difference. Hey, Brenda, thanks for joining us. So I just wanted to kind of get that blip in there in the first few minutes here of our live today, because we really want to talk about gum health and gum and teeth health and receding and loose gums and all the different things. Teeth are fascinating.
Well,
what they'll tell us.
I just want to...
Please, go ahead.
One thing with that keto that we were talking about is what that designs the human body to do is to help you to burn fat as energy.
Thank you.
Rather than carbohydrates.
Yep.
You get longer lasting energy, which the seals did get. You get a much stronger energy. So carbs are quick burning.
Yeah.
They're great for immediate, but they burn off so quick that you don't have long-lasting energy to where if you're burning fat for energy, and it also helps to regulate weight a bit.
Yeah. You know, the approach that was shared with me by my good friend Aaron, who was on our podcast a couple of years back, I think, two and a half years ago, you know, the impact it had on him, I got before and after pictures of this guy. You know, he was up for back surgery, medications. To hear Aaron speak years ago, he would say things like, hey, you know, my most important task on weekends was to see just how much couch time I could log.
Yeah.
Now here's a guy that's running, you know, he's doing triathlons, and it's amazing the performance levels that he's gotten by changing his diet to something more of a keto influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's dirty keto out there, and there's different variations and spin-offs of it and things like that. But Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, I encourage you to look him up. He's been invited by almost every major medical institution in the world to speak on this subject, on what is actually happening metabolically when a person does get into a ketosis type metabolism, where we're burning that fat as fuel, getting rid of the toxins, the toxic overload, the cardiovascular improvements, diabetic improvements, seizures gone.
Diabetic.
Yeah, huge impact on that. And so, anyway, that was going to be our topic of discussion. It's kind of turned into our topic a little bit, but we want to... Want to kind of bounce into tooth and gum?
Yeah, let's do that.
Talk about, share with the viewers and the folks that listen on the podcast, talk about the teeth and how they correspond. Because that's just a fascinating bit of information that most people, including, I don't know about, some dentists don't even,
talk
about this with their clients.
The old dentist did.
Ah, that's true.
Because they knew.
Yeah.
But every tooth is connected to some system and or organ in the body.
Yeah.
So when you're having teeth problems, bad teeth problems especially, it is actually going to connect with that specific organ and or system. And, or if you're having specific problems with an organ or system, it can revert back into the teeth.
Yep.
That's true. Pay attention to your teeth. They will give you a lot of really good information about your health.
Yep.
You know? Now, I don't know what each single tooth represents. I'd have to look it up on a chart, which we have.
Sorry, everybody. There we go.
And
better.
With that chart, it tells us where there could be some weaknesses or stresses. And that's what, that's what we're interested in when we ask. Virtually every single time we talk with clients, we talk to them about, we ask them, how are your teeth? Mm-hmm. Are you having toothaches? Are you having gum problems? You know, when you brush your teeth, when you spit the toothpaste out, is there pink in it? Because when those things are happening, it's an indication that there is something else going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when you think about that, and just that one topic alone, we ask them this question on every visit. When you brush your teeth and spit it out, is there any pink in there? It really strongly suggests, if they're not overdoing it, okay, mm-hmm. what it really suggests is that there's a capillary fragility. That yep. fragility at the capillary level of the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's bursting and bleeding, then there's a person who is very susceptible to immune challenges.
Hemorrhoids, too.
And hemorrhoids, primarily viral. Right. I'm talking about the mouth.
Yeah, I know.
You throw that in there.
But it's also usually the next step.
Talk about a guy that can throw you off, man. Talk about a guy. Thanks a lot, Craig.
It also, you know, people that have that are yeah. susceptible also to bloody noses.
Yeah.
Because the capillaries are actually bursting.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a vitamin E, vitamin C issue. We also see a lot of issues with zinc, iron,
mm-hmm.
EPA, DHA, good healthy oils aren't being consumed enough. Oh, these are things that add back integrity to the tissue. You know, one of the things that we've been reminded of, especially recently, we've been sharing this for 20 years, but people, we don't have an immune system. We are an immune system.
Yeah.
We are a walking immunity, right? Yeah. The eyelids cover the eyes, the nose hairs. When you breathe outside in cold air, by the time it gets from here to the base of the brain right here, just this distance,
it's been warmed.
It's been warmed to the point of body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that, did you? That's how protective the nose and nostril area is on breathing in things. The earwax protects from things like that. And the tooth and gum in the mouth, this is an environment all of its own, and it's a very susceptible environment to bacterias, viruses, funguses, thrush, right? We've heard of those things.
Yeasts.
Gingivitis,
mm-hmm.
yeast problems. We've all heard of that kind of thing. And there are some certain foods as some of the resources that we want to cover that you need to make certain that you're having in your diet on a regular basis. You know, I heard somebody once here just recently say something that was very, very astute, I thought. They said, you know, people don't have habits. Habits have people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that for a second. I thought, you know, that's absolutely right. Hey, Rita. Hey, Patty. Thanks for joining us. People don't have habits. Habits have people. So the more I, for me personally, focus on developing good habits, rituals mm-hmm. during the day, right? You had fish and some cabbage.
And broccoli.
And broccoli for lunch today with water, no ice lemon. I had water, no ice lemon, black coffee. We had Greek salad with no tomatoes. And no croutons, no garbage foods on there. You know, these are things that we just kind of don't even really think about.
We're just used
habits.
To eating that way.
Just habits. Yeah. And lots of water, mm-hmm. big glass of water, okay? So these are just things that we do on a regular basis because we know that we're positioning our bodies to thrive based on its design, right? Mm-hmm. These bodies aren't designed to just, you wake up one day and have a symptom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hurt today, or I think I'm going to have a headache, or I think I'm going to have, you know, irritability, or the hormones are going to be off, or I think I'm going to get up today and just put 4 pounds on you and see how you deal with that. You know, that's not how the body works. Certainly, it will express itself that it's under stress and can't function properly,
mm-hmm.
and it gives us a symptom. The symptom is not the disease. A headache is not a disease. It's a symptom of the problem.
Yeah.
Bleeding gums is not a, you know, bloody gum disease, right? It's a symptom of the problem. There's a lack of integrity. Minerals, EPA, DHA, again, iron, zinc, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin C. These are things that we can find from foods that we use as resources to restore our health. Like, did you know, cranberries do almost the same thing when you eat, you know, when you drink a little cranberry juice, even if it's watered mm-hmm. down, when you drink a little and swish it in the mouth, the same thing that cranberry caps do for the urinary tract.
Mm-hmm.
It creates an environment where bacteria can't thrive.
Yeah.
In the mouth, in the teeth, attaching to the gums. I found that quite fascinating.
Well,
those foods serve in other areas of the body.
It's like eating a lemon or a lime. or putting some lemon and lime in your water. It helps to alkalize. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody says, they're filled with acids. Well, yeah, but what they do is they trigger the body's mechanisms to say, okay, we need more alkaline.
Yeah.
And so the body will produce it in our saliva and stuff like that.
The more salivation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, it helps, it makes it uncomfortable for bacteria and viruses and any types of immune challenges. And then the body does what it's supposed to do. It sends white blood cells and all that other good stuff and wipes all that stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're trying to get people to understand here is, you know, the things that you eat actually have a lot to do with how your immune system and your whole functioning body.
Everything to do with it. Yeah.
Handles these things.
Yep. Your body's ability to get out of stress is based 100% on the quality of fuel you give it. So,
absolutely.
And that's not just from diet. Diet's a big factor because everyone's eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also the mental processes, mm-hmm. right? The habits, the thought patterns that we can get trapped into. Again, people don't have habits. Habits have people. If we're in the habit of thinking just negative things all the time, guess what? It pretty much produces negative outcomes in our life.
Yeah.
If we're upbeat and positive and realize we don't have all the answers, but God's in control and we're going to, you know, kind of march to that tune.
Yep.
Then good things happen. It's just an amazing
situation. That's why everybody should laugh at least one time a day.
Yeah, watch a good video.
Watch something, hear something, but make sure you at least laugh once a day because it lifts your spirits.
100%. Here's some more food resources. Nuts and seeds. Almonds and walnuts especially. Almonds and walnuts. Chewing those up, the more you chew food, the more you chew it, the more you have to just masticate and just keep chewing, the more salivation is produced, which we kind of touched on. But it creates an environment where bacteria can't thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you chew your food, the better. But seeds and nuts also have, that's where you get some of the oils, mm-hmm. the EPA, DHA. It's also good brain food.
Yep.
Especially walnuts. Each tooth, and Craig touched on this briefly. I'm going to try and find that chart real quick. But each tooth in the head, let me see if I can pull it up on this real quick while we're talking. Each tooth corresponds to a specific, and I know Craig touched on this, it corresponds to a specific organ, which, by the way, will produce its own set of physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, will also, there it is right there, tooth chart. Which, by the way, will also produce, and they're not going to be able to see this very well, but I might see if I can post it. Each tooth in the head, there it is, there, that comes across pretty good. Each tooth has its own, it's kind of hard to read, sorry. I'll try and post this in there under the comments section right when we're done here. But each tooth across the top, here's what I found fascinating. For example, the front two teeth on each side of the nostril, right there at the little dip,
mm-hmm.
those two right there. Just as an example, knee and ankle, back or sciatic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fear, people who are more really prone to fear or, you know, morbid thoughts, that can be coming from that. They tend to be sufferers of osteoporosis. Edema, fluid retention in the body, mm-hmm. very common. Hey, Wilma. Hey, Leanna. Thanks for joining us. Frequent urination problems, arthritic conditions, and they tend to also be, they're the kind of person that tends to be maybe a little, I don't know, the term that they use in the old tooth chart from the dentist is a little wishy-washy, kind of in their behavior.
Can't make up their mind.
Yeah, a little apprehensive, just, oh, well, whatever, on the fence about stuff all the time. Isn't that, it's fascinating to me because that comes from Weston A. Price,
mm-hmm.
and if you go to WestonAPrice.org, the Weston A. Price Foundation, here's a guy who
was a dentist,
but was it 80 years ago, 70 yeah. years ago, something like that, traveled all the different countries of the globe.
He visited
what we would consider
third world countries,
right? Which those people are doing things so much better there than we've
health-wise
in certain ways than we even do here. And he studied their teeth. And he studied the generations of teeth, like grandma, mom and dad, child, okay? And there was a time in our history when they used to call it foods of commodities. Mm-hmm. Flour and corn and sugar and rice. Things of that nature, okay? Commodity-type foods were hitting the shores of these third-world countries.
And they never had them before this period.
They never had it before. They had an indigenous diet of fruits, vegetables, herbs, seeds, fowl, game, fish, that kind of thing. And they started introducing foods of commodities to these tribes and to these communities. And he studied grandma's teeth were impeccable. The parents' teeth, the sons and daughters, were okay. And the children's teeth were lousy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely lousy. And there's a lot of folks out there that tend to lean towards the notion, well, genetics have weakened and, you know, this and that. It's a genetic thing. It's an inherited thing.
But well, why did it change when they brought these commodities?
Yeah, it's very suspicious that these health expression changes really came on the scene when the diets changed.
Yep.
That's when the evidence, and by the way, please look up the word and the definition of the word science, because that's when the expression, the experiment, the observation of these things really came to pass. So grandma's teeth mm-hmm. are better than her children's, and her children's are better than her grandchildren's.
Yeah.
It's not a genetic. If it was bad, then it would be bad all the way through. And we didn't see this shift take place, especially in the observance of teeth, the expression of ill health in teeth, until those diets changed and they got away from the indigenous type diets of fresh fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, fowls,
wild game.
Thank you. That were indigenous to those areas mm-hmm. of the world. And it's WestonAPrice.org. Amazing read. Also go to the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, IFNH.org. You know, some people think it's funny that we talk about other sites and other mm-hmm. resources, but here's the thing. IFNH.org and WestonAPrice.org, they're the oldest online archivist of all of the clinically proven science-driven research on the planet.
Yeah.
They're the best archive of any
diet,
information.
Nutrition and
if you want to look up things on milk, you want to look up things on vaccines, you want to look up things on tooth health, you want to look up things on cod liver oil as one of the best sources of vitamin D. It's a superfood.
Saline River Press is also another
and good Saline River
resource.
Press.
Because it was founded by...
Well, Mark Anderson's wife,
Mark
Celine.
Anderson's wife, yeah.
And Mark Anderson's been with Standard Process for 44 years, I think, 44, mm-hmm. 45 years. And it's just a wealth of information, wealth of resources for anything to do with your health. Endocrine system and children's health and how to eat when you're pregnant and how to cook healthy for 2 and 15 mm-hmm. minutes. I mean, there's just so many really good quality resources out there. I think part of the problem we face in our generation, this time that we live in, well, it's time, but there's so many resources, we get inundated. Which one do we use? Yeah. Which one should we use? You know, it's no different than the ketogenic diet. If I was going to do something like that in a serious nature, Dominic D'Agostino would be my man. I'd go to him, put my blinders on, and listen and study and learn and apply what his resources and what his research for 20 years has proven. Hey, Nikki, thank you for joining us. Can you please repeat the link? I just came on. Absolutely. There's three that you want to, actually four. Dominic D'Agostino on YouTube, IFNH.org, and it stands for the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, one of the best online archived, mm-hmm. historically relevant, clinically proven, science-driven research on nutrition and what it can do for the human body. Then there's WestonAPrice.org, Weston A. Price, all together, WestonAPrice.org. And then Saline River Press, SELENE River Press.com. That's the publishing agency down in Colorado. It's run by Celine Anderson. Her husband, Mark Anderson, again, has been with Standard Process for over 40 years.
And there's a lot of information on another dentist by the name of Royal Lee. Who
founder of
Standard Process.
The founder of Standard Process.
And this man, I mean, he studied teeth and how diet affected them, as well as Dr. Price. But his passion was food and how it affected the human body.
And he knew the quality of food in this country
was changing.
Since 1926, there are several documents, research provided by the... you're very welcome, Nikki. Thank you for tuning in. Can we spell the... What is that? What is she asking here? I didn't see the rest of it. She is... or Dr. Lee was talking about the reason he was studying food and its potencies and figuring out a way to up-level the potency of food in supplementation was so that, because in 1926, there was a very large study released about the soil quality having completely been depleted of natural occurring minerals. That's why composting and organic farming and things like that.
Because of the dust bowl and how it just destroyed.
Well, and then modern attempts to add back artificial substances to the soil created a deficiency in foods, and then genetically modification, GMOs, just amplified the problem. So, yes, Nikki, you're very welcome. Thank you. Many of my family members have dentures. I'd be interested in knowing about that. Yeah, the teeth refer back to the organs. When we're done here in just a minute or two, I will try and post a link to that dental chart and see. You'll see on that chart all the different organs that are affected. There's even emotional patterns that can be influenced by certain organ dysfunction or stress or tooth stress that's causing a pressure or a
stress on the nerve. Well, I can guarantee you, if you're in pain because of a tooth, you know exactly what we're talking about when we say that there can be some mental things going on, because usually you're not very happy. And
dark green leafy vegetables is another resource, especially with kids. Get them eating the vegetables.
That's so important.
Apples. Again, there's certain acids in apples that create an environment where bacteria can't thrive. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much.
What if the statement, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is true?
What if that's true?
What if that's true?
It's easy to do.
It's pretty easy to eat an apple.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty tasty, too.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to do two things real quick, because we got to be in exam rooms in about 2 minutes. So I'll get it. Number one, I'll look up the Dominic D'Agostino's link. Fascinating study. Really just did a brilliant, brilliant PhD in nutrition. Just a wealth of information in that arena. He is the go-to guy for that topic on keto. And I'll get that tooth chart posted so you can look at that and kind of play around with it and see if it makes sense to you. Next week, Craig, flu season. Are we in flu season? Supposed to be. Kind of are, maybe. There's other things that exist
in
the world.
In my world, there's no such thing as a season for flu.
Right.
Yeah. You can get the flu at any time, but you know, usually in the colder weather, it makes us more susceptible because we're going from hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold throughout the day.
But if you are in the Cheyenne, Wyoming area and would love to join us for a live class next Tuesday, the 25th, Nutrition 101.
Information Central.
Yeah, tons of resources, and we're going to have a special guest speaker. Amanda is going to be there to kind of open the class the first 15 or 20 minutes, sharing her personal testimony. She, as her podcast says, rang the bell on cancer. In the last year, there has been some amazing transformations take place with her. So if you're in the Cheyenne area and want to join us, 1801 Logan, I have to sign off now, but I will watch the replay for sure. Have a blessed day. You too, Nikki. Thanks for joining us. We are going to have her speak for, like I say, 15 or 20 minutes. Amazing about mindset and attitude about getting well. She really captured some important things that people need to hear. So again, if you are in the Cheyenne area, we start at 6:15 is when the doors open, 1801 Logan Avenue. You're certainly welcome to be our guest. It is open to the public. and sit in on our Nutrition 101 class next Tuesday, 6:15. Next Wednesday, 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, the topic will be on the flu season. So, for Craig Morrison,
have a wonderful and blessed.
I'm Dan Young. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Total Wellness Radio for the past 3 years and over 200 episodes has been thrilled to bring you, the listener, interviews with practitioners from around the world. These practitioners practice non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming approaches for people dealing with all types of chronic illness and to move them away from the pharmaceutically driven merry-go-round of limited results and frustration and high cost into achieving optimum health in a natural, non-invasive way. So thank you for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. We look forward to being with you for many years to come.